wait till I get my money right.
Attention. InvestFest 2024 is coming back to Atlanta, and we at Earn Your Leisure are doing a crazy promotion. For every item you purchase on InvestFestEYL.com, we'll submit your name in a raffle to win an all-inclusive experience. To InvestFest 2024, you're automatically entered into the raffle to win this all-inclusive experience. Here's what you'll win. Round-trip airfare to Atlanta for two from Friday to Monday, or a $1,000 transportation and food stipend. One hotel room for three nights from Friday to Monday. Two VIP tickets to InvestFest. Two nightlife wristbands to all InvestFest Entertainment Network events. And black car service to and from Atlanta Airport. This offer runs until the end of June. Get your merch at InvestFestEYL.com and have a chance to win the grand prize. See you at InvestFest 2024.
So the Don Lemon situation, how do you like, how do you, because Elon, he's pretty much told him, like, I don't need to.
Did you watch it?
To do this with you.
I watched it. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I like when Elon gets it. I like anybody who speaks that freely and is not politically correct. Shout to Alex Karp and all the short sellers on cocaine, right? But it's true. He didn't need to sit down and do the interview, but Elon looks stressed. We all, as business owners and CEOs, like, we know when things are a little bit tougher in the business, and you're like, I got to do this damn interview, and I got to call these people about even getting my money delivered. Like, who knows what crisis he's going through? But it was the first time that he was not calm. Normally, he's very gracious in the interview. I can tell he's bothered about some things that's going on politically. I mean, he has the fight with OpenAI, trying to keep Tesla afloat, SpaceX, Neuralink. It's a lot going on. And he's starting to be vilified a lot more. Like, he openly admitted to using ketamine at Bloomberg. We've never had a CEO say this.
What you kind of alluded to it earlier. And when I watched parts of it, I haven't watched it in its entirety. The temperament was the first thing I looked at. The question from Don Lemon was just like, okay, even when he was trying to pry the from a political angle, you met with Trump. Yeah. What did you say to him? Did he ask you something? Are you supporting him? It was just kind of like, okay, you could kind of see he was pricking at him. What did you see that made you think there's some cracks in business?
If they had opened up a new plant, let's say in Shanghai, and the money got wired from CCP, I think he would have been a lot more joyous in that interview. There are certain tells, like when I'm watching, and I'm looking for the performative part and body language first and then content second, right? I can tell he was bothered by some things that had more to do with the question. Don can be abrasive at times. I get that. But it felt like he was jarred. Like same thing, like when a player misses 15 shots, he's a little bit more aggy than if you hit the Kyrie game winner with the left hand over Jokic, right? Mm-hmm. You're happy to do the interview. Yeah. You can tell a series of events is not going well. I mean, the acquisition of Twitter, stock is falling apart on Tesla, hedge funds are falling out of love with him. So now he's going into like his villain arc. I've dealt with that. I'm like, damn, I didn't see the villain part coming. And now he's kind of leaning into it, but that usually happens when things are not going as well. Like Michael Jordan, eyes were yellow as hell when the Hornets were losing. Mike looks happy as hell now that he sold out of that position. So I just see that he isn't as calm as he used to be, or even in some of the interviews where he was a little bit more punchy, there was still some intellectual quips in there where you got some advice that was like life changing. Mm-hmm. It wasn't there with Don. Yeah, a lot more pressure is on him today.
So Don was going to be, that was going to be for X, the platform, from the video standpoint. Obviously, yep, he had the situation with CNN and he was fired from there, was going to be at X. This interview doesn't work out, but it was interesting. He went back when everything had hit the fan and the news broke out. He was back on CNN talking about it.
Well played, CNN. They need the views. But Elon did the math alpha and said, you're fired. Go home. It'll be your last one. They say hire slow and fire fast. Math got the fire fast part down. Yeah. Come on.
It's also a thing of, I mean, when you don't have ownership, you got no choice but to go back to the work. If you're a worker, you're a worker in life. So Don Lemon, shout out to Don. But I don't necessarily know if he wants to have a platform and go back to CNN, but where else is he going to go?
Yeah, and I've learned too, like, through watching you guys, I had a conversation with Teray. He's like, even if you do want the spicy take, lead with loving questions and easy questions first. Then maybe after the fifth one, lean into, I can't come out, Mike Novogratz, do you think that your position in, like, bro, I don't even know. You all do this interview. Like, you have to know where you are in the hierarchy. Richest man on earth, he don't have to answer anything. I get it. But from an interview and content perspective, I think he could have asked some better questions, especially with Neuralink, that probably would have led him to answer the Trump question later. But, you know, it'll be fine. I'm concerned about Tesla stock, though. I really am.
How concerned?
I really think in terms of performance of car, I think that car BYD is way better. In terms of the stock, if it gets down to 180.13, that would be a great place to buy. But if it breaks to the 140s, 130s, it probably be the first time since I've been looking at Tesla that I would say that it's not a buy.
So let's talk BYD, because obviously the news came out that they were past Tesla in sales in China. You said it's a better car, not better company though, right? Just so we're clear.
No, I'm just saying better car for right okay, now. Okay, I haven't done okay, enough okay, for the yeah. year. No, okay. You're not going to get me.
I just want to make sure, because obviously the EV market, Tesla dominates. China's a big market that they want to obviously expand in. But there's other things that come with Tesla outside, just the vehicles themselves.
I mean, even with that, but if we're going to be honest, should Tesla have went from $23 to $414 in a year and a half?
We couldn't explain it then. And then it split twice.
Like, come on. Like, there's some engineering going on. I'll say that. Shotty, you want to run pistol 1-4 flat? What you want to do? It's like, come on. Like, I get it. And the allure of Elon, he's a multiplier in himself. But looking at the stats earlier, they've been in a drawdown. Stock's been dropping for 811 days. If you look, and then back to the used car thing. If you bought a car from Tesla that was $64,000 2 years ago, it is now worth $32,000. Soon, Hov going to be like, we don't drive Teslas. We give them to baby mamas.
Cybertrucks on the road. Cybertrucks hit the road. Superchargers are popping up. I know Rivian is now able to use the superchargers. I know Ford was already signed up. This is a market that they can actually see revenue in, obviously, as they try to figure out the pricing scale for some of their EVs. So. Yeah. Is all bad for Tesla?
I would ask, what three bright spots do you see? I think they delivered the truck too late. The truck looks fire. Saw one yesterday. Amazing, right? But you can't be a luxury discount brand. I know I get shit for it all the time in terms of my pricing. The thing that they won't mention, net margin. Everyone who is competing against me selling $9 a month and stealing my picks, they're gone. Back working at Arby's. I would love a mocha shake, my boy. Okay. but you have to pick a very clear delineation. Are you going to be luxury? Are you going to innovate? But it's really hard. Like, I'm being honest. It's stressful for me to work on a presentation and present at InvestFest, let alone if I had to run it and stock club and a car company and a Neuralink company that can make Caesar from King of the Chimps talk. He got a lot of shit on his plate, yo. Like, I commend him for it. And the thing that's not same with LeBron. Elon is too important to the American economy to lose. GM smacked, Ford smacked, like our automotive industry in shambles, Boeing in shambles. And if it wasn't for those government contracts that they end up getting every year, they would be in free fall right now. United, shambles, Spirit, caca, right? We have whole sectors, like even like look at this from an investment standpoint. What's happened to biotech the last 2 years? Space is almost uninvestable.
Slow motion.
It's tough. Like media floundering. And that's the crazy, because even with that, like we should be the new faces of media, but there's politicking and positioning around that to put that glass ceiling that we got to break through. It's like, bro, like, come on. Shout to Castanet, shout to the creators of The Cooking. But it's like, why doesn't Castanet have a show on NBC? Why don't we have a show on CBS? Or like, what? Like going back to CNN, when I found like y'all getting Skip Bayless. Oh, talk about fumble of the decade.
Hey, whoa, whoa. Woo.
You 50,000 views a show. Wrap it up, my boy. Spiritu Santo. Go ahead, lay down. Say three Hail Marys and call it a day.
Yeah, 90% decline in viewership.
We need dramatic innovation, but we need newer faces and newer ideas to come in and want to innovate.
It's true.
Get your tickets to InvestFest. I'm hoping it's in Houston. I really am. Oh, my God. I go to the building every day. Yup. Stage looking good. Sound good. Got you. Kiati, what up?
We got some different, because you know that the story of InvestFest, I don't think has even really never been properly told of how many vendors actually won, how many people actually changed their life just from being in the building. You know, it's always about the celebrities, and that's important, but there's so much stuff. So we got a lot of things this year that is focused on impact as far as monetary wise,
yeah,
for the average person, but also just, you know, creative experiences. You always gotta stay. You got to constantly reinvent yourself. You can't
innovate.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
It's important.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.